Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good friend Chuck Martin back on the show. Chuck is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going way back, all the way back to about 10 years now he's been a member of my Brain Trust. He's editor of M-Commerce Daily, a media post columnist, CEO of Mobile Future Institute, the author of a number of books most of which we've helped launch on this show. Mobile Influence, I believe, is the last one, the new power of the consumer. Also, The Third Screen. There's no one in the planet knows more about mobile computing than Chuck does. And I quote him in my book, in my chapter on mobile computing. And he's our good friend, Chuck Martin. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, you're too kind, Jim. Thank you very much.
No, it's all true. In fact, I'd like for you to, folks, what we're going to talk about, I would just settle down a little bit, and I just want you to sort of close, if you're not driving, close your eyes and just kind of relax a little bit, because we're going to ask you to try to imagine some things that you need to have in your head. You need to imagine the implications and the possibilities of something that's going on right now. But before we do that, Chuck, I'd like for you to remind the audience about some of the things that you were doing with regard to the internet in the 90s.
When the net was around for a long time, but then there was the commercial internet, which is what people think of as the internet.
Right.
That's really the world, the web. And at that time, I wrote a book about the net startups called The Digital Estate, which became a New York Times business bestseller. And I then was the founding publisher of Interactive Age, the first publication to launch on the web and in print. We actually were the first publication, the first online thing to take an advertising online. So we did the first online ad in Interactive Age. During that time, I was actually invited to come and present to the Governors Association in Washington, which I did. And I was explaining to the governors how everything is different with the web. It's a totally different thing. And all they wanted to do was talk about how to get taxes from it.
And they're still doing that 20 years later.
Right.
Well, I wanted Chuck to tell you that because for several reasons. Number one, just to remind you about the quality of individuals that we have in our Brain Trust that we're so fortunate to have available to us. And Chuck, we put you on right there on the top of our list there. But folks, also I wanted Chuck to help me develop this story that I'm trying to help you build. And Chuck, I want to point, and it's all about losing sovereignty of the internet. The United States of America losing sovereignty of the internet. And Chuck, I want to point out to my audience, most of my audience knows this, I've been warning about this for years. I've been talking about not where America was about to divest, but other countries who were jealous and covetous of the United States, who wanted it, including the United Nations. But I want to go back and say that somewhere around the late 60s, 69 or so, a couple of guys, Vinton Cerf and Bob Kahn, basically invented the internet. They basically started building the internet in the old DARPANET system and then the ARPANET, and it grew until finally, as you said, Chuck, in around 1993, you and I were really first able to take advantage of the internet for commercial purposes. And there's a quick story, Chuck. Mike Daniels, who was the president of Network Solutions, said that they asked one of those guys in 1989, if they thought that we should give the internet to the public, and he said, "What would they do with it?" And, and that was in 89. So anyway, so in 93, though, Chuck, as you know, when you and I were able to use the internet for the first time, basically for commercial purposes, the government, the National Science Research, NSA, National Science Foundation, was in control of the internet for the United States government. They contracted with Network Solutions to manage and govern the domain names, basically the governance of the internet. And they did that for 5 years when the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, ICANN, was founded in 98. And Chuck, for the last 20 years, not 20 years, for about the last 16 years or so, they have been running the internet.
Exactly.
But always through a contract from the U.S. government, right?
That's right.
And so, folks, the Obama administration is in the process of divesting sovereignty of the internet management from the United States government, ultimately, to anybody else out there, whoever ICANN develops, decides that they want to give it to. And that's what we're going to talk about when we come back after these messages with our good friend Chuck Martin.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.